Major General Jal Ngir, a member of Information Committee in the South Sudan People's Movement, says SSPM condemns the executions of its four soldiers and is calling for an immediate investigation into the incident. Videos circulating on social media indicate three of the rebels were executed by firing squad while one was burnt alive. The videos left many South Sudanese citizens in shock. Speaking via a messaging application from an unknown location inside South Sudan, Ngir describes the extrajudicial killing as a violation of human rights and says members were also shocked when they saw video footage of executions on social media. Ngir says there is no doubt that SSPDF soldiers executed the men and that they received their marching orders from top military commanders in Juba.
The SSPA will do whatever possible they can do, but not to apply the same extrajudicial killing did by the SSPDF with order from United States Governor and South Sudan Presidential Advisor on National Security Affairs, Tut Galwa Mani, and other military generals from SSPDF General Headquarters Bilfarm.
Video footage of the three men executed by firing squad shows men in military uniform firing their weapons. Another video shows a fourth man being burnt alive inside a grass hut. The South Sudan military has denied being involved in the executions and called for an immediate investigation. Speaking to reporters in Juba on Tuesday, South Sudan People's Defense Force spokesman Major General Lul Roy Kwang said even SSPDF military leaders were shocked by the footage. Kwang says a committee will be formed to investigate the incident and all those found to be involved will be punished.
All the things you had watched did happen without approval or authorization from the leadership of the army. And all those who took part in all the processes that led to the execution by firing a squad and the alleged burning of another suspect are going to be brought to book.
General Ngir blames Sudanese authorities in El Fula town of West Kordofan State for capturing the rebel soldiers and handing them over to the United States government.
We have evidence that shows Sudan government is responsible. We have photos of the Sudanese rapid support forces captured, and those photos are available on social media.
Repeated calls to West Kordofan State Governor Khalid Muhammad Ahmad for comment went unanswered. General Ngir is calling on regional and international rights organizations to immediately investigate the incident and question both Sudanese and South Sudanese authorities about the killings.
I'm appealing to the international community on human rights, United Nations Security Council, African Union, IGAD, to question the government of both countries, Sudan and South Sudan, on the crime they admit.
The SSPMA was launched last month by former SSPDF General Stephen Boy, who admitted that his group attacked Moyom County headquarters and killed the county commissioner and 11 of his bodyguards. In an exclusive interview with South Sudan in Focus last month, General Boy said the attack was motivated by revenge after a pro-government militia attacked their position in a place called Bong. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.